Back with you, 9 o'clock hour, and streamed online, 1560wbys.com. Good to have along on a Friday. I think first time we have these folks representing the Community Action Partnership of Central Illinois on the air with us. It's a pleasure to have them on. They're going to be talking about a fundraising effort that will be taking place in October at the Big Horse Vineyards in Lewistown. We're going to find out about the Community Action Partnership of Central Illinois. Kind enough to join us is the agency's development director, fundraising co-chair. It's Katie Alexander. And also joining her is Brianne Titus, the volunteer services of director. First of all, Katie, we'll begin with you talking a bit about some of the background. I appreciate you again allowing us to have you on the air. I know you've been we've been touching base, trying to get things worked out here to get you on the air, but we appreciate it. And where are you based out of, and tell us about the areas that you do serve.
Yeah, Leon, thank you so much for having us on today. Our corporate office is actually based in Lincoln, but we serve six counties in the state of Illinois, one of which is Fulton. The other ones are Logan, Mason, Menard, Piatt, and DeWitt. We've actually been in the Fulton County area since 1964 with our Community Services Block Grant, which is now what we utilize for our Hand Up project. And then our Head Start programming, foster grandparents, volunteer services, all of those things have been in Fulton County for over 20 years.
Yeah, I think one of the maybe the most familiar one is with the Head Start. That's probably the most I think we are familiar with. We deal with them with cancellations and different things that coincide with schools and those type of things. So tell us about some of the things that the program that we mentioned. What about Head Start and some of the other things that the offer of the Central Illinois Partnership? What are some of the different programs? And maybe talk a little about some of those.
Sure. So our early Head Start and Head Start programs, those are from birth to age five. We are able to take children, and it's a classroom setting. We do life skills. We do, you know, your basic preschool skills. We have wonderful staff. We have the most amazing teachers there in Fulton County. Just really love those kids and love the families that are involved in that program. Like I mentioned, we have the Community Services Block Grant, which now supports the Hand Up project. A little background on that, we offered CSBG there, like I said, since 1964. But a lot of it was some of those emergency services. And we've had a mission shift, Leon, in the past 2 years. And with that mission shift, we really wanted to get away from these handouts, you know, these band-aids to poverty, and really helping solve the problems at the root. And that's why we brought in the Hand Up project. And those are classes like Jobs for Life, Financial Peace, Housing Counseling. We also offer scholarships. So individuals that are really interested in changing their lives and breaking that cycle of poverty, we can help them get out of that. We can help them with their interview skills, resumes. We're really excited about that program, and it's we try to get 10 people in a class, and right now we had 20 people sign up. Wow. For Fulton County. It's starting right now. Nicole Wilder, she's the teacher for that, and it's just been very successful.
We also have
our foster grandparent program. A lot of those foster grandparents are in our Head Start classrooms. We very much are in need of some more. If there's anybody out there that would be interested in, you know, helping serve with these kids, we would love to have them, and as well as just volunteers in general.
One of the things, Brianne, let's talk a bit about your duties as volunteer services director. What are certain things you hand behind the scenes there?
Absolutely. So I oversee all the volunteers to our entire agency, and then I also oversee our foster grandparent program, which is a federal-funded program, and then I also, of course, do the fundraising co-chair, so help Katie with all the event planning and any of the fundraising to the agency. When she mentioned foster grandparent, that is a program that we are actually looking, like she said, for people in the Fulton County area to participate in that program. We have some openings for that. So if anybody that's listening and would like to get involved, we would appreciate you getting a hold of us. But that is a program that is for seniors over the age of 55, and they'll actually volunteer between 20 to 40 hours a week, depending on what they're wanting. And they actually work in an educational-based setting with children of special or exceptional needs. And the program is awesome because not only are they working in an education setting and they're getting some experience and just getting out of their homes and doing something with the kids, but they also receive a tax-free stipend to help supplement some of their income, whether they're on disability or Social Security. So we're definitely, like I said, we have some openings in Fulton County. So anybody that's listening and that sounds something like you would be interested in doing, please get a hold of us or me, and I would love to help you out with that program. And then, of course, volunteers. We're always looking for volunteers for our agency, and there's always opportunities in all of our six counties.
Now, either one, maybe you can answer, maybe you can combine maybe your conversation on this. How serious of a situation are we in, especially because you deal with it on an everyday basis and you see families' low-income poverty levels? How serious of a issue is it in the counties that you deal with, and how important are the services that you find that you have developed and are continuing to maintain so incredibly empowering into a lot of those lives?
Right.
Big question, right?
We serve over 4,000 families.
Right.
Every year throughout our six counties. And that's families. So if you think of how many people are actually in those families, I mean, we're looking at an individual rate of around 9,000. And the poverty rate in this part of Illinois, it's pretty high.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we did, we went out and we did surveys, we did focus groups, and we really talked to both our customers and the business partners that support us. And what we heard over and over and over were customers saying, there are no jobs. We cannot find anywhere to work. And our business partners are saying, well, we have jobs. We just don't have people coming in that are either qualified or know how to interview or have the soft skills that we're looking for. So we took that information, and that's how we developed these classes to really help meet the need of both parties. And we've had some great successes there in Fulton County. We've had one individual, he graduated from Jobs for Life. He went on, and we were able to get him a scholarship to go to CDL school, and now he's on the road. He's, you know, making a living wage job now for his family, and he's able to contribute to his community. I mean, we see these success stories over and over, and this is a program that we've really just launched within the past year in Fulton County, and it's We're really, really excited about it.
Absolutely. Hey, we're talking today with Katie Alexander and Breanne Titus. They're with the Community Action Partnership of Central Illinois. We could talk about a fundraiser that's coming up in October. One of the things before we get to that, would be the funding of the programs. And have you had issues with the state and being able to maintain a lot of these? Tell us a bit about those kind of dire kind of situations for your agency.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, how everyone knows, there is no budget in the state of Illinois. And the first year that happened, there were many community action agencies across the state of Illinois that actually had to shut their doors because the funding was just cut off. We, thankfully, we were able to stay open and stay going. We have some really great fiscally responsible executives here at our agency, and we're so thankful for them. But we do still, you know, have issues from time to time with funding, especially through the state. We might have some of it, but not all that was originally granted. We do receive some federal funds, but what we're really looking for, like with this fundraiser, you know, with those private donations, you know, really growing those
sure.
in Fulton County area. Because what we've seen with our Head Start families and with our Hand Up Project families, that even though we're offering these great services, there's still some roadblocks that they're experiencing to really getting themselves out of poverty. With those Illinois state budget cuts, 90% of the individuals that are receiving some sort of child care stipend lost it. And so if you're trying to go back to work and you're a single mom, you know, that's brutal. I mean, you really can't get back to work. And so if we can really get some of these private donations coming through things like Cheeseburger, you know, those are some of those direct client assistance pieces that we can help with while they're on this journey to bettering themselves.
I know, and you've had success, and the one of the things you're going to bring the Cheeseburger in Paradise to Fulton County coming up October the 8th, and tell us about the success you've had over there in Logan County, and you've made some great relationships with folks here in Fulton County, so it's kind of a natural transition, right, to have one here in Fulton County.
Absolutely. For the one that has been in Logan County, we have had that event for the past 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that event has been very successful to help support the agency throughout the year. Our one that we just had in April for this 2016 year was our largest event to date. We actually had over 350 people in attendance, and we made over $25,000 for our agency. So it was a very successful event, and most of that is a huge thank you to our governing board, our volunteers, and then also all of the donors and supporters that were there that evening. So we decided that we are going to branch out into some of our other counties to bring some additional funds and also some networking opportunities to those areas. And Fulton County was an obvious choice just because we do have some very good successes over there, especially with the Hand Up Project.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some great support from the Fulton County Board. So we thought that would be a great opportunity for us. And Katie and I personally have been over in Fulton County a lot within the last several months, just building some relationships, meeting person to person with some of the businesses and organizations in the area. We've been to the Fulton County board meetings, talking to them and getting them to know us a little bit better. And we're excited about it. This event is a little bit different than how we've done it in Logan County. We have decided to open this event as a free event with tickets. And so that gives people in Fulton County the opportunity to really just come and enjoy a night on us. And our sponsors, and also to learn more about our agency and what we do, and then also to network with some of the other organizations that will be there and be present. And of course, we will have a raffle during the evening, so we hope to generate some revenue for or some funds for our Fulton County area so that we can help those participants. Any of the money that is raised from that event will go into Fulton County. So it's going to stay in Fulton County. I know that's been a big question that we've gotten when we've been out and about. And so we've had some great sponsors that have come forward to allow us to open this as a free event. Two of those big event sponsors, I want to kind of give a shout out to them because it wouldn't be possible without them.
Mm-hmm.
We have our gold sponsor, which is Red Oak Memory Care Center. And then we also have a bronze sponsor, which is Bear Creek Genetics. Those are our two event sponsors. And then we've also had some local businesses that have come forward to donate some food to help us kind of spread that food cost, which would be McDonald's, Kroger, and Hardee's. So thank you to them. And then everybody likes dessert, right?
Oh, yeah.
We have some great sponsors there that are providing some dessert. We have Graham Hospital Bakery, which I hear is a pretty hot commodity in the area. So
absolutely.
We're
absolutely
excited about that. And then Spoon River Professional Women are also going to be donating some dessert as well. And then we've also had some awesome, awesome raffle items as well, which I'd like to kind of go into that just to kind of give an idea of some of the raffle items that are going to be there.
Okay, go ahead.
We have a Yeti cooler that is being donated by Prairie View Care Center in Lewiston. We have some furniture that is going to be donated by Crawford's Home Furnishings. We have a Michael Kors purse, which all the ladies will love. We actually have the radio station, you know, that we're talking to today has donated Illini football tickets, so that was an awesome raffle item.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a $200 gift certificate to Cattle Drive Meat Company that was sponsored by Havana National Bank and then also the Cattle Drive Meat Company. And that's just to name a few. We have several other great items that we're looking forward to having everybody get excited about and put some raffle tickets in for.
Absolutely. One of the things we should mention, too, I touched on it, but the venue, what a unique Big Horse Vineyards in Lewistown. What a great area, and it'll be an ideal setting for this fundraiser.
Absolutely. We are excited about the venue. We actually visited the venue before it was even completed, and we weren't there 10 minutes, and we said, this is where we want to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful place, and they have open hours, I believe, on the weekends that you can visit them on Facebook and on the web. But Trinity and Don Archdale, which are the owners of Bankhorse, have been fantastic. They've been accommodating to us. They have allowed us to use the venue in order to bring these businesses together. And we just really appreciate their allowing us to do that, especially during Spoon River Drive weekend.
Yeah, most definitely. The festivities will start at 6 o'clock, and that's next Saturday, October the 8th. And again, tickets are available a couple of different places, right? Lewistown City Hall and the Canton Area Chamber of Commerce?
Correct. Yep, you can visit with Amanda at the Canton Chamber or Alicia at Lewistown City Hall. Both of them have tickets available, and it's just going to be a fun event. It starts at 6 o'clock and goes till about 9 p.m., and we're going to have a live band. They're actually the Tiki Leaky Trio out of Peoria, and we'll have, of course, the raffle that I mentioned. There's drink specials, souvenir glasses that are amazing, and then, of course, cheeseburgers. You can't have an event with the Cheeseburger in Paradise name without having cheeseburger.
Absolutely. Hey, great job. You know, it's an interesting conversation. We'll have to have you back on from time to time to get folks knowing all the different programs that are in place out there and great service that you guys provide here in our Fulton County area during some tough times for a lot of low-income families and dealings with a lot of those things. So maybe open up some avenues for folks out there who always have maybe some questions, those type of things. So thanks for coming on and talking about the Community Action Partnership of Central Illinois. October the 8th, Big Horse Vineyards in Lewistown, Cheeseburger in Paradise event. And Katie, we appreciate it. Brian, great job today. Good information, and we appreciate it. We'll have you back on, definitely, maybe as a kind of a regular kind of a part of our morning show here once a month, okay?
That would be awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Katie and Brianne. More coming up as we continue here on the morning show on the Voice of Fulton County.